Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Ted Hughes. Okay, Ted Hughes. Now Ted Hughes was a English poet and he was also the poet laureate of England. Okay. Along with this, also remember that Ted Hughes was the husband of the famous poet Sylvia Plath. Okay, the American poet Sylvia Plath. Now what are the things that you'll find in the poetry of Ted Hughes? First of all, keep in mind that his writings are often characterized by their exploration of nature and animals especially, okay, animals, and also the darker aspects of human nature. And he writes without any kind of sentimentality and he emphasizes the savagery of animal life, the cunning and savagery of animal life. Along with this, also keep in mind that he draws his inspiration from mythology, folklore, as well as animal symbolism. Now, before I tell you more about his works, let me read out how a critic, how a very famous critic describes the works of Ted Hughes. Quote, Hughes's poetry emphasizes the pitiless and violent forces of nature. Many of his poems focus on animals who pursue their lives with a single-minded strength and power. Now, some of the animals he depicts are not so much violent as they are vigorous, with a sharp sense of survival. Hughes makes his readers aware of the prehistory, okay, aware of the prehistory of the natural world, stressing its indifference to man. Poems such as Pike, Jaguar, Thrushes, or Wind, okay, all of these are names of his poems, okay, Pike, P-I-K-E, Pike, then Jaguar, then Thrushes, or Wind, are totally without sentimentality. The natural forces viewed with a harsher eye than Lawrence's, matlab D.H. Lawrence's. In one of his best known poems called Hawk Roasting, H-A-W-K, Hawk Roasting, which is cast as a monologue, Hughes presents the hawk as a powerful bird which catches and eats smaller birds and animals. The hawk states that everything in nature has been arranged for its own convenience. It assumes that the existence of other birds and animals as its prey is part of the purpose of creation, and its eye and strong personality will ensure that this situation does not change. Now let me read out few lines from this poem. Okay? After that I'll quote the critic again. Quote, now this is how the hawk in the poem Hawk Roasting is speaking. Okay? Quote, I kill where I please because it is all mine. My manners are tearing off heads. The allotment of death. The sun is behind me. Nothing has changed since I began. My eye has permitted no change. I am going to keep things like this. Unquote. So this is how the hawk is describing its attitude towards nature, towards other animals and birds. Now let me quote this critic again. Okay? Now this critic goes on further. Okay? Let me quote this. Quote, many critics have equated this state of mind with the psychology of a totalitarian dictator. The hawk's words and actions relate to forces underlying both human and animal experience. The word hawk is applied to politicians who believe in the use of force to resolve political problems. In his later works, Ted Hughes became more preoccupied with myths, mythology and legends. And in his work Crow, C-R-O-W, which came out in 1971, he retells the creation story from the point of view of a violent, anarchic consciousness, which is the crow himself, who emerges as a kind of antichrist. Okay, antichrist. The poems in this volume and in some other volumes also are sparse dramas. Okay, sparse dramas in which traditional metrical patterning and realistic presentation are abandoned. Unquote. Okay, so this is how this critic describes the writings of Ted Hughes. And in particular, this poem, Hawk Roasting, ye bahut famous hai. Sometimes they just give direct questions from this poem. Okay? And it is very interesting to read this poem also. It is easy to read. So a few things which this critic pointed out that you should keep in mind. One, that the poetry of Ted Hughes emphasizes the pitiless and violent forces of nature. Okay? So unlike the Wordsworthian descriptions of nature as being very soothing, here we have the violent side of nature, where bigger and more powerful animals prey on the smaller ones, without any kind of mercy, without any kind of compassion. Okay? So, two poetry ke volumes jo hai inke, bahut famous hain. One in which this poem is there, which is called The Hawk in the Rain. Okay? Ye volume ka naam hai, aur poem ka naam maine bataya aapko. And then Crow. This is also a poem as well as a volume. Okay? Then one more volume of poetry he published later on in his life, after the death of his wife, Sylvia Plath. That is called Birthday Letters. Okay, Birthday Letters. Now, in this volume of poetry, first of all, it is very deeply personal. Okay, very deeply personal also. And it is addressed to his late wife, Sylvia Plath, who had committed suicide. And her suicide affected Ted Hughes also very much. So, in this volume, Ted Hughes offers his perspective on their relationship and her suicide. Now, one more fact you should keep in mind is that Ted Hughes also wrote many books for children. And one very famous book that he wrote is a novel called The Iron Man. Okay, The Iron Man. This novel came out in 1968. And in the year 1999, a Hollywood film was also made on this. Okay, uska title tha The Iron Giant. Okay, The Iron Giant. Now, keep in mind that this Iron Man is not the same Iron Man that we see in other movies of Hollywood. The Avengers series, us wo wala nahi hai. This Iron Man is a kind of Iron Giant. Okay, ek giant hota hai, who has come from outside Earth. So, a kind of alien. To uske baare mein hai. Okay? The name of the novel was The Iron Man. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Ted Hughes, whether it be the Hawk in the Rain, okay, which was published in 1957, or The Crow, okay, Crow, which came out in 1970, or The Birthday Letters, okay, which came out in 1998, or his novel, The Iron Man. Okay. Along with that, remember the key characteristics of his poetry. Okay.